Shall we remain standing for the reading? Good morning. Great to see all of you. Would you turn to the Philippian Epistle chapter 4 today? Philippian Epistle chapter 4. We're going to read 10 verses out of that. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, 10 through 20. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly. What an attitude. That now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. What a lovely thing to say to someone who just wasn't paying their bills. With lacked opportunity, it was his way of saying you guys didn't want to take what it, do what it took to pay the bill. So he's calling it a lacked opportunity. And that's actually a very convenient word for someone who doesn't want to do it. But they lacked opportunity. What a kind thing to say. Not that I speak in regard of need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. Isn't that something? I say his attitude again.
Amen.
Hey, I've chosen to be content because life is so changey. If you're going to be someone who doesn't have the attitude of contentment, no matter what your circumstances are, there'll always be something to create discontent, won't there? Yes. One ache or one pain or one difficulty or one challenge or one weather or whatever. So he says, I've settled that issue.
Amen.
I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. In other words, whether I go up or down, I have the right attitude. And I know everywhere and in all things I have learned. Isn't that something? So we're not always perfect at that. We learn how to do that. Both to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need. I hear no complaining. I hear no, I'm a victim spirit. I simply see a man saying, I've learned to be content whatever state I'm in because I believe in God.
Amen.
And then he comes to an incredible conclusion. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the context for that I canning there is I can cope with anything.
Yeah.
That's the context for it, isn't it?
Yep.
I can cope.
Yep.
Yeah, I can cope. That's all he was saying, but that's the context for the I can. I can cope and keep a good attitude.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you've done well that you shared in my distress. So he wasn't distressed now. Now, isn't that interesting? Now we know some of the depths of what he was going through.
Yeah.
He was in distress and had a good attitude,
yeah.
And he knew how to cope under distressing circumstances, and he was even kind to those who should have come through.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So he was down to the last group. And they quit also. Isn't that exciting? For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Isn't that something? You've really done something. I love the account word because I tell you folks, there isn't an account in heaven.
Yes.
It runs in the red and in the black. And you don't draw from it every day. But there are days when you do draw from it, and thank God there's something to draw from.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, I have all and abound.
Amen.
I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God,
yeah.
In other words, the God of the one whom you took care of, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.